Get ready.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live shit? Welcome. Welcome to the D, baby. It's all live down here. What you see is all real.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome back, episode 365 of the What Up Though podcast.
Yep.
So, just got the news. Well, Mike just got the news that Caitlin Clark is signing a lucrative. What is it? Eight figure
deal with Nike.
I'm gonna say 10 figure. It's like no, that's not right. 8 figure deal with Nike for her own shoe and shit. And I hope they dope.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I was like, I hope they don't. I feel like they're gonna be ugly, but I hope that they not though. I hope that they are, and I hope that they. I jokingly said, I hope. What if they don't come in men's sizes? But like, I do hope that they like could be like a dope shoe for women to wear, where they don't gotta be wearing like some shit with a man name on it. You know, like women, like you know, if a woman want to have like a dope sneaker game and shit, she's still wearing, you know, same shit we wear. You know, she got on Jordans and shit, but like. It'd be like dope if she could be like, yo, I got them, you know, the ponytail sevens, nigga. Like
ponytail sevens, jeez.
And the bitches is hard, dog. The Space but you
made
Jams,
a,
nigga.
But you made a good joint. Good joint. You made a good point, though. At least, hopefully, you know, the shoes are cool. Hopefully, she's not racist. And did you see her on? Well, just
nah.
Okay.
I ain't seen her on nothing. Because if I did, I would be trying to scan her for racist vibes. Like,
She was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, I did want to watch that.
And she did the what's this
weekend update,
Michael
yeah.
Shea. She was yeah. on the weekend update, and that was kind of funny, but cool. But I think at the end of that, was it the end of that? Or I forget what I think so. At the end of it, she starts talking about, you know, her influences, her basketball influences or whatever. So she names off, you know, 4 or 5 women in basketball, and they were all black too. And I think she said her favorite is Maya Moore, but she named a bunch of different folks. I can't remember all of them now, but I do remember her saying her favorite out of all of them was Maya Moore. So hopefully she, I mean, based on that, I'm going to say that she's not racist. And we don't
if
have
she's not racist she, then.
I don't I, think she's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you know, her, I wish just her be well, out. Man. Especially because like I said, that like that, that WNBA contract was, you know, I mean, enough has been said about WNBA salaries, and also enough has been said about how we as fans of basketball don't support the WNBA. So I'm not going to harp on either one of those two things, but those salary numbers were not pleasing to see for someone of her stature and considering what she's done for women's basketball over the course of the past, you know, couple of months. I'm not even going to say a couple of years. But you know, I'm glad to see that she might be getting, you know, like I said, long as she's not racist, I'm glad to see she getting that bag. Like I said, I hope the shoes are dope. I hope the shoes can, like I said, I hope everything is uplifted, dog. I hope like she, you know, uplifts women's basketball. Like we were saying in the group chat, man, like I'm gonna be watching some games, dog. Like I'm not gonna say I ain't never watched those WNBA games, but I'm gonna be watching Indiana versus Chicago. We looked up the ticket prices, dog. Both the games are sold out in both arenas, dog. All the games, if you want to go to Chicago or you want to go to Indiana, you need to get a ticket by a reseller, and you're going to be paying a whole bunch extra because both them bitches already sold out. But I look, nigga, because I'm like, shit, both Indiana and Chicago is close to here. Like, I don't mind. Like, that would be kind of dope to drive for another WNBA version of the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese rivalry, nigga. Like, I would do that shit. So I'm like, but like, that's what she's helped bring to the sport. So, you know, like, you know, I'm happy to see that. I hope that the WNBA benefits from it. I hope Nike benefits from it. I hope she benefits from it. I hope female basketball fans get like I don't want to say that I hope that the shoe is limited to women, but I hope that women have a shoe that they can be proud of that has a woman's name on it. So, like, yeah, I hope everybody, man, I hope everybody, you know, basically gets to eat off of this in one way or another.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised at the games. I think I had seen a tweet or something, I forget what form of social media talking about those games have been sold out, which is crazy. I didn't think they would be selling the tickets already or some shit.
Me neither.
But yeah, them resellers go get theirs. But yeah, 400 a pop, dog.
I wonder if Indiana sold out their like sold out their tickets or their season like way in advance, like because if they already knew that they had the number one pick. Like, if they already knew they had number one, they already, obviously, they already knew it was going to be Caitlin Clark. If they were, if they already was like, yo, put the tickets on sale, put the tickets on sale. And like, they just sold out their whole season and shit. Like, and if they did, I hope they did. Like, they did. Good for them, man.
Yeah.
It made me sad. We don't have a team anymore. I'm like, well, shit, she ain't going to be coming here.
Right. Right. But I was going to go back to one thing you had said. You were talking about how, you know, her pay doesn't necessarily garner the influence or whatever. And I think that's true. I'm glad that, you know, one, between her and Reese and other players, they've really kind of, you know, they've made WNBA or just, well, college women's basketball probably getting the most attention it's ever had, I would imagine. And it's just dope to see it. And it just shows that people are really now just understanding the salaries of WNBA players and stuff. Like, you know, it's always been the thing of, you know, they don't make enough. But I don't think nobody really saw breakdowns. Like we did with an episode two ago. We were talking about the salaries and highest paid and team, yeah. Whole roster pays was like, you know, I think it was between like a million and $1.5 million or something, like the whole team a year, like, yeah. Like the lowest of the lowest of NBA players make like $800,000 a year or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that probably don't even see the court, you know, but you know, the money is in that, you know, and we don't have to talk about why the NBA can pay more because they make a lot fucking more. And, you know, hopefully this class going, and it's not even this class going into the WNBA, because it's really only, you know, Caitlin Clark and, you know, maybe the top 10 picks that are really the ones that people are looking at. I will say, because I'm such a fair weather fan, I just knew that Angel Reese was going to be number two pick. And so when they said she was like seventh, I'm like, who the fuck is sixth out the people who good as her and shit? And that just shows that I don't know shit about the class that came out other than, you know, the attention that was given to Reese and Caitlin Clark. Homegirl from South Carolina, but she was the center. She got drafted Chicago and Reese got drafted to Chicago. So that'd be interesting. Yeah, Angel Reese and the girl started with a C. I don't know. I can't think of that girl's name.
I ain't going to be able to help you.
yeah. They both got they both got drafted there. So that should be pretty cool. I ain't been tweeting much, so I know I probably have that tweet in my fucking shit. But yeah, man, it should be dope though. That wasn't even a topic, but I was just like, yeah.
That worked out.
So next week we get the fucking draft here, dog.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's already hype, man. You can feel already like downtown, just like, I don't know, it feels like a big deal. Like everything looks really, really nice. Like they're installing all new kind of signs and shit to, like, you know, like signs that point to different directions, like not like street signs, but you know, those signs where like it'll have like landmarks on them and shit, you know, Campus Martius this way, Hart Plaza this way, you know, like little signs like that. Mm-hmm. They're installing shit like that. The street, like everything, like the streets and the sidewalks look all super clean and shit. Putting up all kinds of new decorations and shit. I saw a thing yesterday, I think, they put in new colored lights around the people mover and shit.
Oh, like, shit, okay.
Yeah, like, they're doing all kinds of cool new shit, man. Like, you could just feel the excitement building, even though it's not that many people down there. Like I was telling you before we started recording, they changed me from working in the office to working at home for the rest of this week. I work downtown. And so yesterday was my last day in the office, a.k.a. downtown, until after the draft. And well, actually, technically, I'll be down there tomorrow when I drop my kids off. But I noticed yesterday, that there was a, like, the, I guess the NFL is starting to arrive now. like I was seeing like a lot of NFL security, a lot of NFL like, you know, badges and shit. They had like the NFL like catering food things set up in like a old in one of the old cafeterias in one of the buildings. I found out that the NFL basically bought out one of the buildings downtown to use basically like their headquarters. So like yeah, NFL's
get those figures. Like, we're just gonna buy your building for a week. Like, well, how do you decide how much that costs?
Well, I mean, like, I think it might. I wonder if it's a thing. Well, it you really how do you decide how much it costs when you were sponsored for the draft? Like, because right. So like the, like how do you figure out costs then? But yeah, like even if that wasn't the case and you wanted to do that, like what would you? Yeah, what is that? Yeah, we want exclusively use of this building for. No, like what, 6, 4 or 5 days, like 5 days.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wish there was some stories on that. I mean, obviously we won't have to know actual numbers, but being that this is really new to us and shit like that, like how, I'm just curious of shit like that. But yeah, downtown could be fucking nuts. Like I say, I was supposed to, up until this point, I'm still going to attempt to go downtown tomorrow. But yeah, all the streets are closed. I mean, a lot of streets are closed and it's going to make it extremely difficult. So I'm up in the air now. Like, motherfuck.
Going in the direction that you're coming from, you can go to the location that you're going to without ever actually, you know, getting into that area. So mm-hmm. like maybe you shoot down there from your direction and just find a place to park that's short of entering into, you know, the campus marshes type area, and then you might be straight.
Yeah, I think to your point, I could totally avoid everywhere that's potentially closing and shit. So
yeah, like yeah, you could avoid, because that direction isn't that bad. It's coming from like my direction, like coming from 75. Like that's where it's like you just need to get off the freeway early. You need to just find another way.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. But I'm super hyped, man. I know you're planning on going down during the day. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So how are you playing it? Like, what's your game plan?
So I got a couple friends coming in on Tuesday. Our plan is to go meet at probably Daryl's house on Thursday, and then we're gonna head down, probably park by Little Caesars Arena type area, and then walk down from there, or take the Q line down from there, or whatever. So yeah, that's the plan, and then just be down there pretty much all day.
Man, I wish I was in a predicament to take off, because I swear to God I would be there.
Yeah, I took the day off. I originally wasn't going to, because I'm just like, well, I'm gonna be at work, so I'll just walk out and just, I'll just walk out of my building and just head over to the draft. And they're like, nah, y'all ain't coming to work.
Nah, that's dope though. Yeah, I got to figure something out. I mean, it's nothing to it's nothing to figure out. If I do decide I want to go Thursday, I'm just gonna have to go after work.
Yeah, I'm like, and I don't know, depending on what time you get off work, or if you can get off work early, you could probably still get down there for the draft itself.
What time does the draft start?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming probably like 8 o'clock, right? Like,
yeah, then I could definitely get down there about
it. Yeah, so I'm like, you could probably get down there before 8 o'clock. It's just the problem is, the closer to 8 o'clock, the harder it's gonna be to get down there.
Yeah, like I said,
my thing is like I'm on some shit where like if they're not ready to get down there kind of early, I'm gonna leave without them niggas, because I'm not trying to have to deal with like once it get crazy. Like I want to already be there once it get crazy. I want to have already seen everything before it gets crazy, and then ideally I want to be so close to the stage that when ESPN come on, like y'all go see me behind.
No, wait. So does your passes get you into the draft?
I mean, I'm assuming so.
I don't know. That's the one thing I hate about this whole thing, is that it's not clear what your pass is for.
Like, I'm assuming it gets you into the whole draft thing, but that, as far as like the actual draft itself, I mean, I'm assuming it's gonna be kind of like a general admission seating, like the people who get closest to where I'm assuming they're not even gonna allow the public very close at all, because I mean they're gonna have the, you know, players and shit sitting by the stage or whatever like normal, but wherever the fans are at, Like, I'm assuming it's gonna be kind of like general admission. Like, the ones who get there first are gonna be there. But that's a thing that I'm not gonna know till I get there. And I don't want to be getting there late. I want to get there way early so I can, you know, figure all that shit out and then, you know, see what I want to do.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I'm not gonna say I'm definitely. I remember we was talking in the chat earlier. So you're planning on going Thursday? Are you going any other days?
I'm gonna say almost surely not on Friday, and then almost surely so on Saturday, I would guess.
Okay.
But Saturday's still a hard maybe. So, I would imagine like all my like my friends are probably still gonna go on Friday, but I don't even have Friday off work. So like I'm still technically gonna be home. So like, and I don't see a reason for me to like leave home at, you know, whenever I'm done with work at, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon and drive downtown to potentially deal with all that shit at 6, 7 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night. Like, nah, dog. I'm gonna be posted up in this bitch watching on my shows like usual.
Nah, yeah. My thoughts is I would try to go down there Thursday after work, and then I'll probably go down there at some point Saturday to hang out.
Yeah. And then I'll probably go like Saturday, like during the day. You know, maybe see if I can get passes, you know, like late, like after the fact, like if they still allow you to get them like day of, then maybe see if I could take my family. But it's like, it's a thing where like, I'm not planning it out. Cause it's not that important. The only thing that really right. matters to me is Thursday. Cause like I said, Thursday is the first day. It's the one I got off. And it's of course the day of the first round. So that's the day you really want to be there anyway. So right. like, yeah. So like Thursday is really the only day I'm concerned with, but I just got Friday and Saturday as backup.
It was crazy. I don't know anybody who's been to a draft. So I have no reference of how this shit goes. Like, I don't know anybody.
I feel Steve probably has, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But then he would probably assume that I've been to an NBA draft, which I have not. But then again, that depends on location. Like, there just hasn't been an NBA draft here. Like, if there was, I would have been. So, I don't know. But I ain't traveling for it.
Yeah, I'm really curious, but yeah, Thursday after work and then Saturday during the day, I'm planning on being downtown. I just make a day out of it and shit. So that'd be cool, man. Wait, do you know what pick we have?
29.
Okay.
But I saw an article that said that they might trade up. So who knows? It seems like something always happens with the team that that the draft is in. Like, that team always does something. So who knows? They might do something.
It's like, I don't want to wish away the summer, but man, I can't wait till next season, dude. It's upcoming season.
Well, I want to finish, you know, see what's all the moves are made and what kind of team we're going to be bringing into the season. But like, yeah, in general, yeah, I can't, man. I'm like almost. I'm trying to calm myself down, but it's like, how can you? We're 3 points away from the Super Bowl, dog.
Man,
how can I calm down?
Cannot, dog. Cannot.
How can I
man.
Calm down? We should have won that game. How can I calm down?
Yeah, it's gonna be, it's gonna be interesting, dude. Make sure you abide by the bag rules. They're implementing the same bag rules you have with going to like. LCA and shit like that. Just
nigga,
I
don't carry a bag places. Though.
Well, I was thinking you gonna have your if you take your family down there, you may have you know shit like that. No,
like I'm gonna have my phone, wallet, and keys.
No. I'm thinking if you take your fam like on Saturday and shit. Yeah. And it's gonna be nuts down there, dude. It's gonna be fucking nuts. God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Friday, I definitely won't be attending anything down there, but Thursday. After work, Saturday at some point during the day. That's my plan.
I'm just curious what it's going to be like next week. Because I'm still going to have to take my kids down there. Because, like, I mean, me and my wife still got to work, Doug, and we don't want the kids up in here. So, like, I'm still going to take them down there. Like, I can't do it on Thursday. Like, I think the daycare is completely closed on Thursday. And I think maybe and Friday, too, like on the draft days. But, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm still going to take them down there. And that's during the actual week of the draft. Like, man.
Shit,
yeah,
man.
I'm probably gonna drop them off and walk around a little bit on them days just to see what's going on.
Fuck it, why not? Shit.
Yeah.
I better hope the daycare stay open and shit. They fucking get bought out of some shit for the week.
No, they already said that they're open on they're closed on the Thursday. I know they closed Thursday. I think they're also closed Friday, but we weren't gonna take them Friday anyway. So yeah, just Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Cause I already know because they said something like the parking is like they have, I don't even know what the situation is. I'm not going to have my parking spot, but they have some situation where people who are dropping their kids off specifically at the daycare will have something that they can do to do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is. And I hope I can find out before next week, but yeah, it's going to be crazy. I won't even get to look around because they're probably not going to let me actually park and stay. Like they're probably going to, have a temporary parking thing where you park there, you drop your kid off, you got to go. Like they're probably not going to have permanent parking. So I probably won't even be able to actually get out and walk around next week.
Man, that's going to be so dope. Man, I wish I was just be there. I would love to just be there all day of the draft. They just hang out and shit. Just take it all in and shit, man. That'd be so fucking dope. Yeah. Pause. No Diddy. So yeah. So transitioning to music, we've had a hell of
speaking of Diddy, shit, where is this going?
No. I was just talking about our last week or so of random, not random, but rap beefs, and I've been not interested in this shit, dude.
Wait, what'd you say, not interested?
I'm just haven't been interested in the whole beef aspect of the last 2 weeks of music.
Man, it's not interesting to me at all, and I feel like a lot of the interest that people have in it, they're yearning for something like this so much that they're building it up to be more than it is. Because, I don't feel like anybody is going to anybody. I feel like, well, I take that back. Initially, I didn't feel like anybody was really going to anybody. So, it felt like people were just making it out to be more than it was just because they wanted not just rap beef in general, but they felt like these individuals would create a good rap beef and we want this so bad. But, this shit been really underwhelming to me, dog.
Yeah, it's underwhelming. And then with the addition of AI, it's been stupid. You don't even know if that's the person's song or not. And so that's been the weirdest shit about it. Like, you know, that whole, you see, did you post that video? Or I forget, or Johnny, of the guy who, or did you see it, of the guy who made the
Kendrick. I posted that.
And it's just like, Kendrick didn't even have that energy when he did the Like That verse. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, you know, that's how you kind of know they're fake because they're going direct, which none of these motherfuckers have been direct for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So you hear one with a motherfucker just all of a sudden just going, you know, fully direct and calling names and all this shit. And, you know, it's just
doing it how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, how you're supposed to do it. You know, and that's how you know it's like.
This must be AI. He's doing rap battling like he's supposed to.
Right. I think Drake's song, which I'm assuming is his, you know, mentioned, you know, names and shit, you know, and so forth. Like, I think.
Well, everybody got into a heated argument over here at my house during UFC 300 about that song.
Why?
Because, for one, we hadn't even heard it. My wife's cousin came over and mentioned it, and Johnny had heard of it but hadn't heard it yet. And he's like, yeah, I heard it's AI. And I'm like, what? So we turned off UFC and played that song and listened to it, and they were arguing over whether or not it would be really AI. And Johnny's point was that if it wasn't AI, Drake is such a narcissist. Like, he would be saying, he would have tweeted it out. He'd be like, he'd put it everywhere. He wouldn't.
That it ain't him.
He's like, it can't. Until Drake says Drake puts it out, I don't believe that Drake made it because Drake would be putting it out there. But then somebody else was saying Academics played it though. I don't know. But they were arguing over whether or not this Drake song is even real.
But it ended up coming to be real though. So you say as of now, you don't know if it was real?
Well, I still don't because I haven't been paying attention. But
I'm pretty certain it was so. it was confirmed that it was real. So I know he wanted Metro Boomin. That's how the Rick Ross shit started, because Rick Ross pretty much made a song like hours after he heard it and shit.
Came out while we were here too.
Yeah,
the same thing happened. It was like he was like, Rick Ross has put a song. I'm like, what? They were like, play that. Yeah, no, that whole thing was happening with UFC 300 as a backdrop in my house on Saturday.
Yeah, so Drake released that. Rick Ross did a song right after that. And then Rick Ross has been taunting them all week and shit. And then they've been going back and forth taunting each other and shit. And then Drake released some video, hit BBL Drizzy, fucking nuts. Yeah. And then Drake had posted some video. It was like a snippet from Drumline. It almost mm-hmm. looked, but I think the face was supposed to be Metro Boomin or some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And then allegedly Drake had hired a band to play outside of Magic City. And from what I saw, something about apparently that's where Metro Boomin did his promotion for the album or some crazy shit. Like, I know way more about this than I should know.
and also, like, again, like, none of that is, like, I don't know, maybe that's how they do it now, but none of that's interesting to me.
It's not.
Like,
it's
they
not.
Were, like, again, this conversation happened during UFC 300. Somebody was saying that Kendrick supposedly has a song that he's been sitting on where he talked about a whole bunch of people, and it's like Kendrick, he's saying that they're trying to like get Kendrick to put that song out so that they can respond to it. And I'm just like, all of this is just like, I just like, just put out the fucking diss track. Like, I like, man, all this shit. You sent a band to a strip club? Like, nigga, put out a fucking song.
Yeah, I guess my thing is like, I just don't see none of this coming out. None of this is going to push meaningful music from none of them.
Right.
Like, as much as I, let me rephrase. As much as people was disappointed with J. Cole's apology, mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to get in the booth and just start making good music and continue to make good music. Like, I don't see Drake coming out and just making some great music off of this. I don't see Kendrick coming out and putting up. I don't even think Kendrick even likes making music. The motherfucker just randomly does it, dog. He's like, I mean, he's not, what's my man that did Channel Orange? He's not going Frank full Ocean. Frank Ocean, but like, I don't know, man. I didn't listen to that last album. The Big Steppers and Mr. Morales or whatever the fuck it was called or some shit. I didn't listen to that shit. Like, that shit was blah as fuck. I don't know, man. I even when Like That came out, you know, when Kendrick was on the Future shit, I was like, cool, it's dope. And then it's just like, I know it's not going to equate to him bringing out. Cause my thing is, if you show your proudness by putting out a dope ass album, let's do a dope ass single first, then put out a dope ass album. I don't see none of that happening from them. I just don't see it, dude. Like, I mean,
so you want it to translate into music?
Yeah, I don't want it to translate to a bigger beef. I just want it to translate to good music. And I think everyone should want it to translate to good some music, some albums, bring some music out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Put up some, you know, like the I don't know, man. This shit just doesn't like. I remember a point of enjoying that shit when I was younger and shit. Like, you know, when.
But we was like, we were also like around the same age as them or younger. Now we way older. And.
What do you mean
still
them?
So when we were younger and the rap beef was going on, we were young and the rappers were young too, though. Like, you know, like Dre and all them. Like, the niggas was young at that time. Like, they were right. Old to us, but we were young and they were young. Now we're old. And it's still the same rappers who beefing, like still the rappers that we kind of was listening to. And it's like, I'm speaking for myself right now. Like, I feel like it's like, I feel like that's too, they too old for this shit. Like, I like leave that like beef and shit to like the young niggas, and like y'all need to be making dope music, dog. Like, so I'm on the same shit as you, as I want the dope music, but I look at it like also y'all are too old for this shit, dog. Like, I'm looking at Rick Ross, like, putting out, you know, these like Instagram live videos and shit, and he's just like, you know, talking all this shit about Drake, and I'm just like, dog, this shit corny to me from y'all, man. Like, lead us to the young niggas, dog. Like, y'all, like, they look stupid to me doing all this shit. But
I mean, I just like it when beef or shit, man. Like, you know, like, I remember looking forward to when I
want to hear it in the songs, dog. Put out a dope diss track.
Yeah, hear the
I don't want to see track. Instagram live talk about this nigga fucking chiseled his abs and shit, dog. Like, put that he fucking chiseled his abs in a diss track. Speaking of which, I think that Rick Ross song is dope, but it's not a great diss track. Nah, like, he's not going hard on nobody in it. Pause. Like, it's just, I mean, it's a dope song, but I'm not sitting here putting it up against no Vaseline. Like, it's not like that.
I mean, like, I just remember being
somebody need to put out a no Vaseline, dog.
The Ripper Strikes Back. Like, I remember buying a DMX album, and it had the bonus CD, and that's where LL's Ripper Strikes Back. Yeah. When he was, yeah, and so that shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, no Vaseline obviously is dope. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to Delvin's podcast with my man T and another dude on there. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, so they were playing some snippets. Oh, and also got to ask them, because they were trying to make sure they stayed under 30 seconds, because I guess that's the threshold for like copyright shit. Did you know that?
Nope.
Okay. So they were trying to make sure they stayed under because of that stuff. Anyway, they had played Kendrick's verse. I mean, and I'm so tired of hearing Kendrick's verse. I'm also tired of, there's a market, I was going to say market, and I'm getting sidetracked, but there is a segment of like TikTok that motherfuckers record themselves video listening to a fucking song and reacting. I think that's the corniest shit alive.
Man, I've already said on here all those videos, reactions where people are just sitting there and they're like sort of responding, but not to whatever it is that's playing or whatever. I think all them videos is corny. Like, I don't want to look at you listening to something or watching something and maybe slightly making a face. Like,
I'm pissed because I sidetracked and I don't even remember the fuck I was actually going with this. And blame it on exhaustion. Fuck, I don't know. I just want good music, dude. That's all. I just want good music. And I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, I want Cole to go back to finalizing the Fall Off. I don't know what the fuck Kendrick's going to do, but you know what I'm saying? I need Kendrick to not make anything that's like this Mr. Morales and the High Steppers bullshit album. Or, you know, Drake goes to, I don't know what the fuck Drake do or going to do. You know what I'm saying? I seen Lupe was it Coachella or some shit, talking about he'll battle anybody. Like, just make a fucking album, dog. I want some good music. And like, I was listening to one of his albums, one of his early albums, and I fucking loved that goddamn album. It was the album that had Kick Push on it. The Cool. God damn, that album was so. Was that The Cool? Yeah, I think so.
Wait, no. Was The Cool the second one?
No, that was Food and Liquor. My bad.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Food and Liquor and The Cool was two of my favorite albums of his. Like, make that shit, dude. Like, fuck all this other shit, man.
I want that too. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's what I want. I want and I know it's kind of, you know, I'm gonna say one of those things. If you know you you want the old dude buy the old albums and shit. You know, niggas evolve, they change and shit. But man, I'm just, you know, I just want some good music.
Well, I'll settle for a step down from that and just give me the good diss tracks. But because I feel like the diss tracks themselves are weak as diss tracks. Like, the song itself might be fine, but like, I want to hear like diss tracks to where we actually are having conversations about, you know, like how when Nas put out Ether and then Jay put out Super Ugly and we putting the tracks up against each other. Or when Cannabis put out Second Round Knockout and LL put out his song, we putting the songs up against each other. Like, put out like really good fucking diss tracks, dog. Not these things where you don't say names or you like allude to like some random thing that only diehard fans have heard about on the hip hop message boards. Like, nigga, like, say a nigga's name and talk shit about that nigga. Like, man, this shit is so weak to me, dog. And also on that point, I didn't even think, like listening to the Kendrick verse on that song, I didn't come away from that like, oh shit, Kendrick going at niggas. Like if people came heard that verse and came away with like that kind of energy, your bar for like dissing is way too low, dog. Like that's that I didn't come away from that like, oh, Kendrick, like people need to respond to this. Like I don't know, man. Like it all feels so. I don't know. Just it all feels so weak to me, man. I just want good diss tracks, dog. And then on top of that, also good music. I don't want weak diss tracks that don't say names, that allude to obscure facts and all this kind of weak around the ways fucking subliminal bullshit. Like, man, I don't know. Stop being soft.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see it. Just, you know. Oh, I know what I could say. Delano was playing tracks, so they played the Kendrick, and then you know they played what was Push's one, Story of Adidon. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was the last good diss track that we've had in our music history of shits.
Yeah, I mean that's not that long ago.
But it's still I mean that's just the I can't there's nothing after that that's came out that was like direct. Like
nothing on that caliber.
Like I Devin was talking.
That was
about
a song
it,
like, that was just completely broken down. Like look at the shit. This nigga
details,
was saying.
Like details and details and shit. Like Devin them said, this motherfucker debuted that Drake had a kid. Like he didn't even get to tell the world he had a kid first. But one thing I did hate about that whole beef in that track is that people felt. He went too far, and rap beef ain't about going too far. I mean, he said it like, motherfucker, you mentioned my wife's name, like, you know, the gloves are off. And so there's no fair fighting. There's no fair fighting in rap beefs and shit. Cause I think he mentioned his homeboy who has a disease or some kind of ailment or some shit and some other crazy shit. But there's no fucking, you know, you can't say this about, man, shit. Beef. Beef.
I hate to say it, but I totally agree. it's just how it is, dog. Like if that's the game that you play, that's the rules within that game. And as far as I'm concerned, if you play in that game, you play within those rules. And as far as I'm concerned, the rules of that shit is that it ain't no rules. They can say whatever the fuck they want. So yeah, it ain't no too far.
No, it ain't no too far in that. I mean, it's a song. It's words. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like he came over and, you know what I'm saying, beat the shit out of him or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And then he moved on and he don't even talk about that shit no more. Like, he don't even, you know, he's on the other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what, you know, other than that, you know, these motherfuckers ain't really, I mean, Rick Ross is just, you know, trolling and having fun and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see no real, and it's hilarious as fuck, but I don't see nothing, you know, really coming out of this shit, you know what I'm saying? Other than, you know, fucking screenshots from Instagram and shit and random videos. Other than that, I don't see nothing really coming out of that. So,
you said you are hiding a son.
Man, he had another line in there talking about it was something about the baby mama or some shit. Like, he had the, She tried to clean her up, but the stench was still on her. So crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what the fuck,
dog? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah, that to me, that was the last time a real beef song had me really intrigued. Like, whoa, shit. Like, I was just like, God damn. Like, he, you know. So,
like, how did you even get this information?
Yeah. Like, you found this man had a whole child. Like, he said, you're hiding a child. Like, jeez, man. But yeah, I don't know. All that to say, I'm not really feeling this shit now. I mean, because what's going to come out of it? You know what I'm saying? And now you got to deal with fucking deep fake fucking rap songs. You don't even know if they fucking.
Oh,
real
right.
Or not.
Yeah, that too, dog. That make it even worse, dog.
That makes it worse for me. Like, it's not even interesting anymore. Because now you got fucking dumbass TikTokers reacting to fucking deep fake videos and shit, and these motherfuckers are getting likes and views and all that shit. I'm like, oh, this is whack as fuck, dog.
I can't even know if it's a real, if it's actually a song from that person now. Like, man, come on, dog. This is ridiculous.
And that's, and this comes from,
this comes from too much of them being, this comes from too much of them being pussy about actually putting out real for real diss tracks, dog. Again, if you just get in the booth, record a song and put it the fuck out, then I don't have to worry about no fucking AI songs, dog. You can be like, no, that's not me. This is the song that I put out. This is me. That's AI. But y'all niggas not saying nothing. And it's like, man, like, put your own shit out. Make that shit be hard. Pause, pause, pause. But like, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, I don't know. Just be straightforward, man.
Yeah, just straightforward. And I'm just, yeah. I mean, you're deep fake wasn't even a thing. You know, you think, just imagine hearing The Ripper Strikes Back and realizing that wasn't even fucking LL. That was some random motherfucker just making, man, a fucking, like, ah, oh, man. Nah, that's the point that makes it pretty disappointing. So, yeah, I'm just kind of over it, you know. Like, I enjoy listening to Dell and them talk about it because I don't have the energy to talk about it to the depth that they did. And so, but at the same time, I just don't care enough, man. It's just, let's make some good quality fucking music, dude, or make a really really good diss track, not these half ass verses and shit, you know, that don't really mention nobody. They're doing a bunch of references and shit, you know. It's just, yeah,
that's how I felt, man. Like, that's how I felt when the conversation was happening here. I was like, man, I just rather watch the fights, because I'm just like, I don't even want to get involved in the conversation, because I don't want to be. Well, the person I've said I'm trying to avoid being is when people are having a good time talking about a thing that they like. What, I'm going to chime in? Like, yeah, I think that shit whack. Then nobody asked me my motherfucking opinion. And I don't care to give it, because I'd rather be watching these fights anyway. So I'm going to watch the fights, and the other people who want to watch the fights can watch the fights, and the people who want to talk about the rap beef can talk about the rap beef. And that's exactly what happened. And everybody had a great time. So a lesson to learn. You don't have to state your opinion on every motherfucking thing. Sometimes you can shut the fuck up, and it works out great for everybody.
Hey, man, sometimes being the fuck quiet is best, dog. Shout out to Uncle
Shay. I just gave y'all a perfect example of when you can just shut the fuck up and it works out best for everybody. If I said something, now I'm over here arguing about a subject I don't even care about, and then two, now I'm missing the fights. Like, no, it's a lose-lose for me, dog. Like,
yeah, fuck cutting the music, the UFC off of that shit. Like, and then yeah, you could have potentially arguing over a fucking song that was fake.
Right. That's when I lost interest. And I'm like, wait, y'all tell me this might not even be real. I'm like, I'm back to the fights now. So I'm like, this is way too much trouble to go to. I'm not gonna argue about whether or not the song is real. The song ain't even that good, number one. Number two, now we gotta argue about whether or not it's even real. Like, man, I don't even care about this weak ass beef in the first fucking place. Now the songs is fake. Oh, come on. y'all go ahead. Y'all chat it up.
So important question for you though. Did you end up making those blue cheeseburgers, dog?
Yup.
God damn it.
Yup.
Yeah, man. My fucking Saturday was trash. I was so fucking dead tired. We had
slept on them.
Man, I don't know how, dog. Okay. How the fuck, dude?
I think I probably ate four of them out of the six.
God damn.
Yeah, not that night.
Oh, okay. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. I think they might have left like four or five of them. Like, they might not even had none. I think they ate the other one. Because whatever the case may be, I feel like I had three or four total. And it's only six in a box. I know for sure I had two the next day, like, or the next 2 day, whatever. I know I had two after Saturday, and I know I had at least one on Saturday. So yeah, like they were sleeping on them, dog.
Yeah, man. How did my Saturday go? I started off, we had a quote come because we're trying to get a deck built in the backyard. And then after that was at 9 o'clock, and then we had another person coming out at 12 that didn't come out. Man, I hate businesses that no call, no show. It's like the weirdest shit ever. But between that, I'll get back to that part too. Between that, when I bought a lawnmower, got that back home after getting ghosted about this other appointment, which is crazy. My wife went to this like home expo, which, you know, people were there advertising their businesses and shit. So these motherfuckers advertised their business of doing patios and then did not come, did not call, did not show, and not even called yet. Like, what the fuck is wrong, dude? And then we had another company supposed to come out to tomorrow for a patio or deck, whatever, I can't remember. And my wife said she got offended, and I get it. So she's like, asking, just confirm an appointment for tomorrow. And it's like, do you live alone? Are you by yourself? She's like, no, my husband's, but he won't be here at an appointment. And they're like, well, we like to schedule when both people are there. And she's like, oh, what is that for? It's just because people have thoughts and stuff. We would rather get both thoughts of both of you. And so they rescheduled it so we both could be here. And I'm just like, do they get to make that decision? And what do you think of that?
Me, or is that what you said to your wife?
No. Well, I'm asking you. I'm sorry. What do you think about, say your wife called to schedule an appointment with somebody to come out and they decided they wanted you there to get your thoughts too?
When yeah, it was, no, I'd have been on the same shit. Like, the fuck you need me there for? I would be offended too. Like, I wouldn't be offended too if I was her.
Yeah, bro, I was just like, I understand her offense. Yeah, I was just like, this is stupid. Like, I would have just said, that's not necessary. I'll see you tomorrow, motherfuckers. If not, I just won't see you. Like,
right.
It's not that I didn't want to be involved. I just couldn't because of work. But I'm just like, just come out and, oh man, that shit, it frustrated me. I was just like, I get you're being offended, and I'm kind of like offended for you. And I'm like pissed at, and she said she was kind of busy at the moment when she was talking to him. So she didn't really think through it as she was saying it. But I'm just like, why the fuck? Why does that matter? Because you think people want to keep calling back and getting changes or some shit? I'm like, I mean, shit, if someone's spending their hard-earned money, they're going to have thoughts no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I thought that was the craziest shit ever.
Yeah, no, I don't understand why they, yeah. That's not their place to, that's not their place.
No, it's not their place to decide, and you don't want to say it's a sexist thing. I would like to think that if
I want to say that.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have done it if it was you, and they'd be like, well, we want
to. That's what I'm wondering, what I'm saying? But you would never know. I'm like, how many times have they done this when it was the husband and the wife wasn't going to be there and they wanted the wife to be there for it? Like, I don't know.
Never.
I guess we'd never know, but I feel like
it's never happens.
Yeah.
That's how I know it's never happened. That ain't never happened. Like, and that's, no, it's ridiculous. Here's another example of something similar. Sometimes my wife goes to Canada with the kids without me. I'll stay home. Sometimes Michael will be here. I'll stay here with him. Or maybe sometimes I'll go over later. Like, if she's going over for the whole weekend and she leaves on Friday, I'm like, I don't want to go on Friday, but I'll come over there on Sunday, or I'll come over on Saturday night or whatever. There was a time where she went over with the kids and the person at customs asked her if I knew that she was going over there. And I'm like, really? I was like, if that happens again, get that person's name. Because I'm like, just like you were saying, you don't want to say it's a sexist thing, but like, I know for a fact they wouldn't have done that if it was me and the kids, because that's happened. Like, I've gone with the kids and they haven't said, is your wife aware? Like, I'm no, as a matter of fact, that would make almost more sense. Like, the father with just the kids, let me make sure the mom knows. Like that will make even more sense. And that's never happened to me. Whereas, like, how does that happen to her? How does the mom get hit with that? So I'm like,
she's taking her kids and the dad, like, doesn't know, like,
right. Yeah. Like, that seems like that, again, that doesn't go both ways. Like, they wouldn't do that with me. So I'm like, I don't know. And I don't feel like that's a lookout for me. Like, let me make sure that the dad is aware that the mom is with the kids. Like, the men never get that kind of consideration when it comes to the parenting of children. We're always given no consideration whatsoever. The fathers, like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I was just like, when she said that shit, I was like, wow. Like, they really, that was like, I really think it's on some sexy shit. Like, I'm at the point where I don't even know if I even want to continue this appointment. Like, I'll think over it because it's supposed to be next. It's supposed to be next Saturday of all fucking days. That shit better be early because I'm gonna take, so I can get down to the fucking draft and shit, assholes.
The only my decision on the in that regard would be whether or not I feel like making a point is more important than whatever service I'm trying to get. Like if I like so you probably this is for quotes, right? Yeah, so like let's say for example it was somebody who you knew was already know you is already giving you a deal, then I might be like, well, I'm gonna let it slide because I'm getting a deal from this person. But like, so that's why I'm gonna weigh like is making the point of saying fuck you for what you said or what you did is that point worth not getting whatever service I was gonna get from the person? That would be how I would make that decision.
Well, I think I don't know about a deal or not, but I do want the quote to get a feel for numbers. Because I really don't know. I already got the craziest quote for the debt, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, and then
really what it is. So it's a benefit to me, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, and then still do it, and then because too that also doesn't tie you to even giving them the service anyway.
No,
I mean giving them the job, I should say anyway.
Yeah,
and then you could always use that as the reason for not giving them the job, even if it's not the reason. Like if somebody else give you a better quote, and you're like, oh, I like these people way better. You thought other people would be like, I was gonna go with you, but I didn't like that whole thing you did with us having to be there for the quote. That was really sexist and irritating to me. So we're not gonna go with you anymore. Then you'd be like, oh man, we really just found a better deal.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm just that shit was just wild when she said. I was like, I didn't know what she's about to say. I'm thinking of it. They hadn't called her a name or something. She's just like, I'm like, when she said that, I'm like, what? That's crazy. That is fucking nuts. But other than that, though, like Like we dealt with this all last year when it comes to no show companies. Like we had motherfuckers that, you know, we call for like yard stuff when we were trying to get grass and fencing and stuff. Motherfuckers would just not call and not show or nothing. Like you scheduled this shit. Why the fuck would you not call back or call? Like that shit's dumb to me, man. I don't understand that shit. But and then we had a company that we had suggest, so we getting the backsplash in the kitchen put in Friday, and we had this company that we got recommended, and so we called it and we like, hey, and it's a black owned company. Chick, she does, it's a chick actually, her and her son, I think, and she, they do really good work, and we called about getting the backsplash. She like, and she basically, she said this job is really small, so it's going to be a estimate fee or something for it. And I'm like, why I gotta pay you to come out here to look at some shit for me to pay you again? I mean, and this it didn't even like indicate if it like went towards the job or whatever. It was just like, yeah, it was like a $50 fee or something for an estimate. What the fuck? So we just said fuck them, and we went on, I think it's called, it wasn't Angie Fliss, but you familiar with Angie Fliss?
Yeah.
It was something like Angie Fliss. Found the guy. Well,
it changes name, didn't it?
Maybe. I'm not too totally familiar.
But I know it's something similar, though. I think it's still like Angie or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we called them, found the guy, and it's cool about them sites is that they have people get their reviews and shit. So, you know, so we called a guy. He came out like the next day, gave us a quote, and now he's coming back to do the work Friday.
Boom. There you
like,
go.
You know, it's just, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck it. You gonna tell me my job is too small and then go charge me to come out here and shit? Like, come on now. That's just crazy. And I wanted to give it a work, but I was just like, I just can't get over that part.
That no,
was just
I the part that
was just fucking with me. I was just like, I'm not paying you to come out here to.
That.
You know, and it's not like work. Like, you know, I can see people charging like a service fee to come out to do work or something. You know what I'm saying? And so, but just you coming out to look at this shit, like,
right?
Like, I'm not paying for your gas money to look. I'm trying to give you business and shit.
Right. And, like, most of the time that shit is for like, we got to take it apart to see what's wrong or something like that. You know, like a diagnostic.
Right.
Like, that's just looking at the shit, dog.
I'm paying you to come in my kitchen and look at some shit and take some measurements and some shit. Like, I mean, I understand time is valuable, but at the same time, you're vying to get a gig that's gonna pay you a decent amount of money and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, upwards of $500-$700 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't come out to look at to get $500-$700 or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they should have just said the cost of the estimate is $50. like it left out the whole thing. Well, like since your shit is small, we gonna charge you $50. Like, well, fuck you then, nigga.
I think if you just would have said it was a $50 and it would go towards your, and I think I would have been okay. I would have been better off with that. I would have been cool. I would have been cool with that. But then that shit, like belittling the job that it's gonna cost me hundreds of dollars and telling me it's small, and then now I gotta pay you to come out to do it. Like, come on now, that shit crazy,
man.
But let me go back to lawnmower. So, first off, my wife is funny, and I think, and I don't say women is funny in general, but my wife is. And I say funny as in, like, you know, this whole, our whole thing with the lawnmower is really hilarious. So we talked about being a lawnmower probably about a couple of months ago. You've been over. My yard is definitely not as big as yours, but I got a pretty sizable yard. And so initially, I wanted to get a riding lawnmower. So we decided on that. And I wanted to get, so we decided to earmark like $3,000 for a riding lawnmower. So I'm like, I don't want to spend $3,000 on a fucking lawnmower. I'm going to try to, you know, obviously spend less as I, you know, at least as I can, but, you know, get a good deal. And I was like, and then when I did find one, I found one for like $2,000. I was like, you know what? I want to get a new grill because my old smoker grill was old and I burnt a hole through it and all that shit, rust and a lot of bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can get both of those for under $3,000. She's like, bet. So I started looking, and then I started looking at, you know, lawnmowers. I'm just like, sometimes the riders don't hit the corners like you want to. I'm like, and then I started thinking about, like they got these big ass, like, so a riding lawnmower is probably roughly like 30, 35 inches wide or whatever. So you cover a lot more and shit. They have right. these walk behinds that are like 30 inches as well. And I was like, cool, I'll do that. The mother was like $1,700. And I'm like, man, do I really want to spend $1,700 on a lawnmower? But I'm like, fuck, it's under the $3,000. Cool. And then, you know, so I found this other lawnmower that was like $600. And then my wife was like, so you really going to spend $1,000 for like 10 more inches? Pause. Did he? Mm-hmm. All that shit. And I'm like, damn, that makes sense. So short story short, I went with just a, well, it's not a standard lawnmower, but it's about 23 inches, which is wider than a regular lawnmower. And it's like a self-propelled. Dude, that fucker is so fucking dope, dog. It almost like you're just walking. It's not pushing. It just self-propels. You just pull the fucking trigger, and that bitch is just walking. And I was like, I want to be a little more active. So this would be our way of being active. Not really lugging around the lawnmower, but just walking back, walking behind it while it just kind of pulls itself. And that shit's dope as fuck. I feel no way about spending $600 on a lawnmower because that bitch is dope.
Nice.
Yeah, so needless to say, my Saturday was cutting grass. Appointments. And so what I'm mad about is that I was watching the UFC, and I hate the fact that the main cards is so fucking late. I fell asleep right before the main card, the main fight, rather.
Oh, okay.
Not the main card. I saw the women because it was like the chicks fight right before the main, right? Mm-hmm. I believe. Yep. Like, I fell asleep right as that shit was ending, dog. Like, motherfucker, dog. And then I saw it was only like a round, so I was like, God damn. Lit that boy up, boy.
Yeah, it was a good event, man. We had a good time, and yeah, it was all banging ass fights.
Yeah.
I've never seen a buzzer beater knockout before, so that was crazy. it was a good night.
Seeing so much niggas got slumped, nigga.
Yep. Completely folded.
Yeah, so I was just like, wow. But yeah, man, decent weekend other than that. But yeah, it was just full as fuck. I just hate it, man. I'm like, I've been working so many hours. Like, I live for the weekends. And then the weekend goes so fucking fast. Next thing I know, it's like Sunday, 10 o'clock. Like, fuck, dude. But whatever. Yeah. Just rolling with the punches. Happy to be employed and paying bills and all that good shit. Just adulting, really, dog.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all I got, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. Come next week, we'll have some. We'll definitely probably have some info of how to draft, win, and experience. We'll see what other other rap beef songs come out between now and then, and keep y'all posted.
Yeah, hopefully something interesting will happen.
Hopefully something, dude. Something. So we'll see. Anyways, holla at y'all.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.